From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Explosions rock a Pakistani town. Scores of people have been killed and many injured in bombings, protest marches, and shootings in the north and south of Pakistan. At least 25 people were killed in two explosions at a market in the northwestern town of Parajnar. A member of parliament from the area told local media he anticipated the death toll will rise. Earlier, at least 13 people died in a suicide bombing in Quetta. Violence also hit the city of Karachi, where at least four policemen were reported to have been shot and killed Friday evening. On the one-year anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, Prime Minister Theresa May addressed the fate of the 3 million EU citizens who call Britain home.
I want all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in our country, to know that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. People will be able to go on living their lives as before.
May spoke on the residency rights on the second day of the EU summit in Brussels. Her offer gives EU nationals who have been living in Britain for at least 5 years the same rights they now enjoy. May also said the government will set out more detailed proposals on Monday. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban said Friday the United States will be making a mistake by increasing its troop numbers in the country. He went on to blame foreign forces for being the main obstacle in the way of peace in Afghanistan. The Taliban wants NATO forces to leave the country before it engages in any peace talks. President Donald Trump has authorized additional troops to Afghanistan. This is VOA News.